This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
7 minutes past eight. Good morning. It's a lovely Monday. And well, let's get into the conversation for this morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We're aware that the swearing-in, presidential swearing-in, should be happening on May 29, all things being equal. Residents of Abuja, some of them are in court trying to challenge the election and the number of votes that came out of the FCT, and how that perhaps should be looked at and stalling, should also play a role in stalling the inauguration. Well, there's all of that going, but for now, we know that that inauguration is holding regardless. Now, why are we bringing this up? It's simply because after elections, we begin to see something very unique, which is lobbying. Lobbying for appointments. And in fact, we had the president-elect in Rivers State, if you remember, where the governor of the state made a demand. And what he said was, I owe you nothing, lobby me. So it's now a very critical word. We have seen where people say, I worked for this person, I was the one that worked for that politician, I ensured that this person became victorious, and because they worked, they feel entitled to something from that government. Well, we're going to have a conversation today around, well, the lobbying for appointments, as we can call it. Already, the 10th Assembly would be formed, and we are also seeing the lobbying ongoing with regards to who should be head of the Senate. Akpabio's name is one that's been mentioned amongst many others, and is also bringing up lots of conversations as well. My guest this morning is the spokesperson of the SDP in Rivers State, Dr. Bethel Okojaja. Sir, you're welcome and good morning.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and welcome, River State.
All right, I must add, on the news, we had you this morning, and that has really caused a lot of conversation amongst Rivers people. I would not want to go into all of that details, but I'm pretty sure you might want to respond to it at some point in the conversation. So hopefully when that time comes, I'm sure you would have a thing or two to say to us.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, fantastic. Let's just let our listener know that you can be a part of the conversation. Get on Facebook. That's all you need to do first. Go on Facebook. You can watch us live and you can make your contributions. It's very simple. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook. We are streaming live. So wherever you are in the world, you can watch and listen at the same time. On Twitter, the same thing, but the handle on Twitter is Nigeria Info PH. Sending your questions on to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Now, let's go to my guest. Doc, quickly. Yes, we already have the elections done. We know May 29 is around the corner, but what we are seeing now is almost as though we have people scrambling to get a hold or a place in the incoming government even before May 29, which has brought the conversation as to how the appointments should work. We have groups already calling for who and who should get appointments and who should not get appointments. If you'd like us to start like this, what is the criteria for appointments in political parties when a candidate has emerged and has been sworn in?
Criteria for appointment, that is, depending on the appointment that will be given, finally, it is in the hands of the president, commander-in-chief of the armed forces, to decide who to appoint in different offices when it has to do with appointment. And to an extent, the ruling political party or the party in power will likely consider members of each political party, those who work for the victory of the political party, will likely have the lion's share of the appointment. That one is certain. However, the dynamics that played out in 2023 politics have made it so unique that I think, and I am also believing, that so many other political parties will be considered in the appointment.
Okay.
That I know will be considered. But however, the whole thing lies in the table of the president and commander-in-chief of the armed forces. You remember when the president came to River State on the invitation of the governor of the state, he did say that, I owe you nothing, you need to lobby me. Meaning that even when you walk in the party or you do not work in the party, but you need appointment, you need to lobby. Even when you are an arrowhead that is championing campaigns and all that, you need to also lobby, because there are so many persons that are rallying around for that particular office that one or two persons may be looking at for. So in summary, there are very basic conditions for appointment. Basic one is that, one, you must be a Nigerian. Two, you must be a resident in this country. Three, you must have the requisite qualification. After this basic condition, then every other thing can play out. You must lobby, you must talk to people, you must also consult with people. Of course, you know that we are having the 10th Synod coming up, basically, maybe on the 10th of June, the 10th Synod will be inaugurated. And as we speak today, there are so many people jostling for the Senate President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, most which is Senator Goswill Akpabio and a few others that have been lobbying to be the next Senate President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. You don't need to see that yesterday Akpabio was in Lagos State to consult with the Lagos State Governor. These are the procedures that aims to appointment and all that. So even elections in the House, in the Senate and the Rep, you must lobby, you must rally around people, you must consult with people. You don't just sit down and say you have work, therefore appointment should be given to you. No. You must go out for it, and you must ensure that you get the right people. But the long and short story of all this is that it ends in the table of the President and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. We have seen issues where people do not even work, but because their certificate speaks for them, their qualification speaks for them, amongst which is Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. She wasn't a politician, but because we needed somebody then to help in the financial aspect of this nation, she was brought in because she had the expertise knowledge. She is well-grounded in those areas. So these are some of the conditions that leads to appointment in the state, particularly when it has to do with Nigeria's peculiar situation.
It brings us to when we draw the line between competence and a contribution at the party level to the victory of a candidate. Yeah. So let's say a person worked, you contributed, you were the major player that brought about the victory of that candidate. And now... But then your competence might be questioned. I'll give an example. Akpabio wanting to be leader of the 10th Assembly has brought up questions for a lot of Nigerians who would look at his track record, especially recently as head of the NDDC, and point fingers into certain areas and that they feel he didn't handle properly, and hence think he should not be given the position to lead the 10th Assembly. Now, if we're talking these things together, assessing the performance of offices held before, where do we draw the line between politics and competence?
Well, it is in the hands of, first of all, taking the issue of the Senate. It is in the hands of senators elect to decide, having looked at all the conditions, to decide whether to vote in a competent person or to vote in somebody that have worked just for the party. Because I think very properly that when it has to do with some sensitive issues, particularly the Senate President, some person must be competent and that person also must have worked for the party, so to say. But, you know, the Nigerian factor plays out. Sometimes once you become loyal to your party, whether anybody they are featuring, whether competent or not, is inconsequential. That's just the problem we have in this country. Once you are a party member and your party told a particular line and say, this is the candidate we have in mind, this is the candidate we want to feature in so-so-so offices, nobody looks at condition, nobody looks at criteria any longer, nobody looks at competence, nobody looks at qualification. It is no longer a thing to be looked at. But I think that if Nigeria actually wants to move forward, we must look at competence, we must look at qualification before we begin to talk of any other thing, because every position in this nation matters.
So why do party members, we have the syndrome where party members or people who work for candidates in political parties feel that they need to be well positioned in the party after the candidate emerged victorious? And most times, appointments seem to be what is used to settle politicians who aided the victory of a candidate.
Of course, that's the major thing that happens in political parties.
Must it be that way? What if the person in question is not competent for that because he worked for you, you just have to settle them.
It is in the hands of the person appointing to decide or not. Whoever the person appoints is final. And then if you are being appointed as a minister, if you're not qualified or you're not competent, even when you're qualified, the Senate of the Federal Republic of Nigeria should be able to say, this person, we're not screening you, we're not clearing you for the senatorial office because you're not qualified. But unfortunately, in this country, once the members are nominated, even under stringent conditions that this person must be cleared, whether you like it or not. And it happens. Some persons will just come to the Senate because they are former senators, they will tell them to take a bow and leave. But I think that we should begin to look at competent in this nation, because people no longer look at competent in the nation. They only look for political parties and faithfuls that have worked for the party. Whether you are qualified or not to hold some offices, they will not appoint you as a means of compensation, as a means of rewarding you. But I think that there are different means of rewarding people that have worked. Of course, you know that if you work, you'll be expecting a reward. The Bible even said it, that a workman is worthy of his wages. So certainly if you work for a political party, you'll be expecting to be rewarded. But I want to suggest that when somebody is not competent, he can be rewarded in another way. He can be given a contract to be executed. He can be given something very tangible that will persuade whatever effort he has contributed towards the victory of a party. But if we begin to look at people who are not competent and give them sensitive position or appoint them into offices that they cannot manage, certainly we are going to drag this country backward. So I think in this incoming administration, my suggestion would be look at competent. Nigeria is already going into entropy. And I think that if we don't bring the right people to manage the respective offices that will help elevate Nigeria from the situation it has to the next level, it's going to be very disastrous if we keep playing and being what I call mediocrity. You just play mediocrity. You know somebody is not qualified, but because he's a political party member, he's loyal, he worked for the party, he will be given an office that he cannot even manage. And at the end of this all, we'll be having negative results from those offices. I think that the president and commander-in-chief, the incoming president and commander-in-chief of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, has what it takes to look at people who are competent, taking from his track record in Lagos State, where he put in a structure that is putting Lagos on the fast lane of development. I think that should be replicated at the federal level so that every person that is coming to work has the requisite knowledge and can be able to deliver on the offices that will be given to them.
All right, this now brings us to Rivers State because many responded to the news and saying that, well, the back and forth we're having now that involved Chief Tony Okocha and yourself and Senator Magnus Abe is as a result of who gets what from the incoming government, and everybody's trying to show that, oh, they worked and they didn't work. Can you clarify for us? Is this part of what could be responsible for that recent outburst we're having now?
The APC in River State, the president and commander-in-chief incoming, the commander-in-chief and the president that is going to take over by May 29 knows people that worked for him. If you say you work for a president or you work for a presidential candidate, you will show proof. There must be evidence, substantive evidence to show that you worked for the president and you deserve to be rewarded accordingly. That is just the issue. For me, I don't want to join issues with that any longer, because we know that Senator Magnus Ngeyabe worked for Asiwaji Ahmed Bola Tinubu. You will recall, you you can go into the archives and check. On the day of the presidential primaries, APC presidential primaries to be precise, in Abuja, the whole delegation that left River State massively to Abuja for the support of Asiwaji Ahmed Bola Tinubu, all were being bankrolled by Senator Magnus Ngeyabe. I was part of that delegation to Abuja to give solidarity, although we are not delegates, but we went to give solidarity to the supporters of Asiwaji Ahmed Bola Tinubu. And it is also on record that that same day, Senator Magnus Ngeyabe was the chairman of accreditation subcommittee of that presidential primary. On that day, he was interviewed and he told Nigerians categorically that the person that will emerge in the APC presidential primaries that he knows is a popular person is Asiwaji Ahmed Bola Tinubu. And if he emerges, certainly is going to also emerge in the coming election, the presidential election, and certainly is going to be the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. If somebody will say that openly and publicly before even the primary started on that day, that means that person trust has already started campaigning and he trusts the man so far that he can say that boldly even when the primaries have not been conducted. And of course, you know that the inauguration of Bad Vanguard, Bola Ahmed Tinubu Vanguard in River State, was also bankrolled by the same man, Senator Magnus Ngeyabe, in River State here. I will send you a tape for Gokana inauguration. I will send you the tape.
All of this effort to establish who worked and who didn't work, is it as a result of the incoming government and perhaps lobbying for appointments that or reward that should come for service?
Well, if you want to lobby for appointment, you want appointment, you lobby for it. You don't go to the radio to castigate some other person for you to get appointment. It's wrong. In this country, people are lobbying appointment. So if you know you work, you have your evidence, then go and lobby for the appointment and say, this is what I did. I did A, I did B, I did C. Look at the evidence. Therefore, I deserve this. You don't just come to run some other person down for you to get appointment. That's
all right.
Just our difference.
All right, Doc.
You don't run somebody down to get an appointment. You will go and lobby. If you have worked, you go and tell them, this is what I have done. These are the evidences. And I deserve this, I deserve that, I deserve that. That is it.
Okay, Doc. We'll go on a very short commercial. Just stay on the line for us. When we return, there are certain pictures I have that had Tony Okocha in them, as videos as well. Perhaps you'd respond to some of them. And we'll also hear from our listener who might have a question or two to ask so you can respond. Okay. So just stay on the line for us. Nigeria Info, a short commercial. And now, afterwards, the conversation continues. Stay on the line.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Minutes past 8, and I've been speaking with Dr. Bethel Okojaja, spokesperson of the Social Democratic Party in River State, SDP. Well, I've been looking at lobbying for appointment as of the presidential swearing-in of May 29, and he shared his thoughts and views about how that should work. But the question we're asking you, the listener, should party members who ensure the victory of a candidate be settled with appointments? Is that compulsory? Well, let us know what your own opinion is about this on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. And I will go over to my guest who's still with us via telephone, and we'll be opening the phone lines as well to you, the listener, to share your thoughts with us. I mean, with a back and forth with regards to who worked for who and who did not work for who has been a major issue that made its way to the news this morning. Some of us heard it. For those who haven't, well, I'll just bring us up to speed read as to what was there and some of the things that were said before we open the phone lines and get responses, and also get some responses from our guest, as well as certain pictures and images that also made its way to to me. Okay, coming from Chief Tony Okocha, who also was saying, well, this is me here, and this is what I have done, and this is what I was doing. So I don't know why anybody would say that there is no picture or video of me with the president-elect or campaigning for the president-elect. We're going to go into all of that and get the response of my guest in a matter of moment. But then my guest had challenged the self-acclaimed Rivers APC leader to show proof of where he ever campaigned for the president-elect Bola Tinubu, and also even questioned his membership of the APC, and went as far as even saying that, well, Senator Magnus Abe had been the one who funded and bankrolled most of the activities, including the Bat Vanguard, of which Antonio Okocha was in charge of. In fact, some corners even say that the PCC, the PPC, of which Tony Okocha was a member of, he was also nominated to be part of that by the governorship candidate of the SDP. It's just a lot that's been said about this, but ultimately, why all of this? Is it also part of the lobbying for appointments before we have the full inauguration of the president-elect? My guest still is on the phone. Thank you very much, Dr. Bethel Okojaja, for your time.
I'm still on the phone. I'm holding on.
Yes. So we'll get your response to some of these before we open the phone lines officially. This is some of the I have pictures here that were sent to me by Chief Tony Okocha of him and the president-elect at different grounds, different meetings or venues. Him speaking at, I think a picture of him speaking at a gathering to people. You'd also have pictures of him with the president-elect as well. I think it was during the visit of the president-elect to Rivers State. Amongst many others as well, receiving the president-elect at the airport, there's videos of him and the president-elect as well there. All of these. So it brings us to ask, what exactly is the story behind Tony Okocha and Senator Magnus Abe, who are not even in the same political party at the moment?
Andrew, for the avoidance of doubt and to keep the record straight,
yes,
take this first. Tony Okocha was nominated into the Presidential Campaign Council by Senator Magnus Abe. I repeat, Tony Okocha was nominated into the Presidential Campaign Council for Asiwaji Ahmed Bola Tinubu by Senator Magnus Nkiri Abe with other persons from our party. Now, let me say, Chief Wilson Asinobi Aki is the DG of SDP Campaign Council, but he is a member of the Presidential Campaign Council of Asiwaji Bola Tinubu. Austin Chief Okocha is a member, and few other King Wenenda, they are all members of different subcommittees of the Asiwaji Ahmed Bola Tinubu Campaign Council. They were all nominated by Senator Magnus Nkiri Abe. I stand to be corrected. Now, when we were leaving APC, we decided that good number of these persons should remain in APC to be able to prosecute the agenda to make Asiwaji Ahmed Bola Tinubu the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And that was why Tony Okocha doubled as the APC leader in Obiakon and SDP leader. All the SDP meetings held in Obiakon were held in Tony Okocha's residence. You can prove me. Let him say the meetings were not held there. All the Bola Ahmed Tinubu Vanguard coordinators of almost all the local government area are members of SDP. Are you aware? You can go and check. They are all members of SDP. Let me start. The SDP Bat Vanguard in Opoponkoro, his name is Emmanuel Beteloglu. He is the chairman of SDP Campaign Council for Opoponkoro Local Government Area. He is also the coordinator of Bat Vanguard. Gift Nkai of Thai is also a member, and be a House of Assembly candidate. These are so many barriers.
So the SDP, the SDP did not have a presidential candidate?
No, that was because of the dynamics of the 2023 politics. That was why we did what we did. Of course, you know, let me say one thing very clearly. Let me say one thing. In this state, Andrew, in this state, APC conducted their campaigns around. Did you see them mention Bola Tinubu in any of their campaigns? PDP conducted their campaign across the 23 local government area. Did you see them mention one presidential candidate? I'm asking now, did you see them mention one presidential candidate that they are supporting in all their campaigns?
So how is this related to the issue with...
No, that is because of the dynamics. But people can come and claim. For instance, the governor said he worked for Tinubu because he instructed his people to vote for Tinubu, is it not?
He said he instructed his people to vote for a southern leader.
No, no, he was very precise. Now they were you should know. Now he was very precise. You were not there. I am a politician. I'm not there. But the people who were there came to tell us the truth. He was very precise. That was why he was telling Bola Tinubu that he contributed to his victory, and that he needs a reward. A simple thing. Now we also, from the beginning, Magnus have told us. Even before we moved to SDP, that the reason for which we are moving to SDP was because APC is not providing a level playing ground for transparent governorship primaries. That was the major reason. And of course, we know it, that the person that will emerge has already been known even before the primaries. So we said, no, we need to prosecute this agenda of governorship in this state. Therefore, we need a platform. And the platform that was available for us was the Social Democratic Party, the SDP. And then we moved it. Why we were even in SDP when we are running the Asiwaji Arm and Bola Tinubu campaign? Go to Freedom House, you will see Bola Tinubu's banners littered everywhere. So it's not a matter of, we were playing hide and seek. We are very open. Everybody knows in River State and in Nigeria that Magnus Abe is a son of Bola Tinubu. Not today. People are running around up and down and sending CV, organizing themselves. This is not the time. If you work for the president, you will know. The only picture I have seen Tony Okocha show in everything is the picture he snapped with the president when he came to River State to campaign. I have not seen any other one. So if you know you were with the president in all these places, tell us in River State, which local government did you campaign? That's our question. I have not seen one local government. And all throughout the campaign, I did not hear one announcement. In fact, when we did 1 million man march in Obia for local government for Senator Magnus Abe as an SDP candidate for the governorship, it was led by Tony Okocha. You can verify this fact. These are things we are talking. 1 million man march in Obia was led by Tony Okocha for Senator Magnus Abe as the SDP candidate for the governorship.
Okay, we are going to open the
phone. What we are saying in essence is that people should be truthful. People should be truthful. It's not a matter because you want to get appointment, you must run another person. That no, if you have work for the president, show evidence and go and meet the president and lobby him, meet people. Don't run somebody down. That is to show that you are even afraid. Are you afraid of
it? Let's open the phone line so we can respond to the callers. Some of the callers, I'm sure, are itching to say, you know, to ask a few questions that you can clarify.
Let's just
go to the phone lines now. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. You can also call 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. Some of the numbers you can call to be a part of the conversation. The WhatsApp number is also very available. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp portal. Send in those messages. Let's get your question or response to whether political party members should be settled with appointments because of the job that they did to ensure the victory of a candidate. Muriel is in Okrika. Muriel, good morning.
Esemi, good morning.
Okay, you're welcome, Muriel.
It's Muriel from Okrika.
Go on straight to the point.
Esemi, you know, I say politicians should please try as much as they can in all they do, seek the interests of the state. Now, Esemi, on your platform, I have heard Tony Okocha come twice. I don't know how many times he has come, but for me, I've heard it twice. When he came to talk about Tinubu's campaign. There was once, I don't know if it was you that called him, and they were on the campaign ground, and he was telling you that he's busy. That, yes, I've heard him twice, and I called him once. I called him once to talk about it. So the question I've heard him. And I've heard Senator Martin Singe Abe on your platform once or twice, and he came and he campaigned for himself. But I don't know if on different forums he has been doing it. I know he has been with the incoming president. They are in good terms. But these two experiences I have experienced. But in all, Efiemi, I said they should shield their sword. Look, if they want to do anything, they should advocate as much as possible. Let good opportunities come to River State. Tony Okosha and Magnus Steinberg should know that. They should not, nobody should spoil anybody. If the governor, if the president give it fees to give the both of them appointments, it's for the good of River's people. So nobody should say only what me should get. No. Whatever comes should come. As much as it wants to come, let it come for River State.
Right,
and now when it comes to integrity, when they are talking about the Senate presidency, Senator Akpabio has been fingered of malpractices, of corruption, of a misappropriation of funds in the NDDC. But let's look at it, Efiemi. When they are talking about integrity as a Senate president, what does it take in Nigeria? Is it not the eyes have it and the nails don't? That's all I see. The eyes raise your hand and the nails. That's all. So when they're talking about integrity, I don't see it that way. But in as much as anything that will come to the South, the southeast, the southwest, please, they should not allow you to go.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Bori. Leighton Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Ifeanyi Andrew.
All right, my guest is on the line.
Good morning to the honorable guest in the studio. Yes. I, Comrade Leighton Barry Sunday, is a living witness to what Dr. Okojaja is talking about. I represent a group which you all know, Ifeanyi, and I've always championed the issue of Bola Ahmed Tinubu on your radio station. And I told you in the morning that there is a poster, there is a banner where Bola Tinubu, Magnus Abe, and I are on a banner where I visited Magnus Abe. Magnus Abe has sponsored me in order to campaign for Bola Ahmed Tinubu. I am a living witness to what all doctor is saying there is nothing but the truth.
All right, later.
If I will ask you, how does Tony Okocha know Bola Ahmed Tinubu? That alone will send you to somewhere that
okay.
Tony Okocha did not get up to know Bola Tinubu.
All
and
right.
It was out of the concern Senator Abe has that makes him nominate Tony Okocha to represent back in River State.
All right, later.
And why should we argue over this? In which gathering or campaign ground that Tony Okocha have set to campaign for Bola Tinubu? I am asking you this question to call Tony Okocha to answer this
All right,
question.
Leighton Barry, thank you very much. I think you already made your point very really clear. Let me also add that if you don't have a question you're asking the guest and you're responding to the conversation, don't forget to respond to this question. Whether or not party members who ensured the victory of a candidate should be settled with appointments, is it mandatory? Lugard is in HA. Good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
They took a man from HA. Yes, I am Andrew. This is the level of politics we play in River State. Politics of pulling him down syndrome. What to Bethel Okojaja? What to Tony Okocha? No, none of them for APC. Forget about picture. You snap it. Does not mean that you work with him. If they told me now that they work for Tinubu in 2019, then I will accept, I will believe them. What Abe and the Tony Okojaja did not work for Tinubu. See, APC in the state worked for their candidate. Why all this brouhaha? Is it because of appointment? Because of that, they want to pull your brother down? You say, I did not work for APC. This is only you work, Tony Okojaja did not work for APC. For me, it's unnecessary.
All right.
I look a man. I worked for APC. I've not ever one day complained. All those people are intruders. They are intruders. So they should allow us to rest.
Okay, Lugard. Thank you very much.
Tinubu know whom to appoint.
All right. I'm pretty sure Doc is hearing this, and Doc, you'd respond shortly, but let's hear from two more callers, and then we'll get your response. JJ from Omokoro. All right, just JJ.
Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. Quickly.
Yes, I want Dr. Okojaja, let me greet him this morning. I want him to show us evidence where he, that's Okojaja himself, doctor, worked for the Asiwaju, because he is the spokesperson of the SDP. And if Senator Magnus Abe has worked for the emergence of Bola Ahmed Tinubu, he also would have worked. I've listened to him countless times on various stations. He has not mentioned Asiwaju one day, I mean Okojaja. So by extension, I don't know what he's talking about. Then talking about Senator Magnus Abe financing the movement and all those of Tony Okocha, please, bring a transfer slip, just one transfer slip, or picture of Magnus Abe handling money, cash maybe, to Tony Okocha, so that we can know for goodness sake. This whole thing, it has to do with success with different brothers. So everybody is now claiming into Asiwaju, but we knew who took the bullet here. For the APC people, that's the APC Toyoko and ultimately Abeki, it was Tony Okocha that was calling them out. SDP people were just doing their own thing, complaining how they said they were attacked somewhere and all those. We didn't hear you at all. You, Okojaja now, I have not heard you before. Say, I see why you talk less of that. So for me, I don't know what you're talking about. I've been following you, but nothing to show for it. Thank you very much.
All right, Temple and Braid on the line. Just give us a few minutes. Let's get Doc respond to some of the comments that the callers have made. Well, Doc, you heard them. What's the view on this?
Well, first, let me start with the last caller, JJ. First, the dynamics of 2023 politics made everybody to be careful. And then those who originally started the campaign for Bola Tinubu continued it to the last point. Unfortunately, he was not in Elele when we launched the band Vanguard in LA. I was the master of ceremony of that program, and I anchored for Asiwaju Ahmed Bola Tinubu in a particular program. I was the master of ceremony, and I campaigned for him in that field on that day. And then on the day we went to Bukana, we were all gyrating, where we inaugurated also the band Vanguard that was sponsored by Senator Magnus Ngei Abe. The pictures I have sent to you there. I've sent the video clip where Magnus particularly and personally mentioned Asiwaju Ahmed Bola Tinubu for President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And that is very clear. And in different programs, of course, you know that the Yoruba community came to adopt Senator Abe as the governorship candidate because he was supporting Asiwaju Ahmed Bola Tinubu. It was done in Rivers State here and different other forums that did that same thing to Senator Magnus Abe. Why did we then begin to bankroll the inauguration of Bad Vanguard across the local government area if you don't have interest? If you don't have, if Magnus Abe do not have interest on Asiwaju, why was he bankrolling the inauguration of Bad Vanguard in the respective LGAs in the state? Now, we ask a simple question. If you have worked, tell all the local government in Rivers State that you have worked. Not when they are conducting program in Osun State, okay. You go there and snap picture and come back. No.
All right, Doc. One critical question that I'd like you to respond to is, all of this going back and forth now as to who worked and who did not work, is it related to whether everyone is trying to secure their place so that they can get the reward that they think they deserve in the incoming government?
Andrew, you know, after the election, nobody was talking about any other thing until Tony Okocha started running Magnus down to pull him down. Magnus Abe did not go on air to say anything. I did not go on air to say anything. No other person went on air apart from him. And he was running the man down completely, that he should maintain his name and all that. Is that fair?
But you also
pull your brother down.
But you also
pull your brother down.
You also said he's not a member of the APC, and you are a member of the SDP.
By the provision of the constitution of the party, it's not me.
But you are a member of the SDP. So many would wonder the interest you have in
I was a former member of APC. Why I am interested in APC is that because I supported Asiwaju. It's very simple. And I have read the constitution of the party of APC because I was former member of APC. And I've read it, Article 9.5, this state of the cessation of member of the party, that if you accept appointment from any ruling political party without the approval of the National Working Committee of the party, you stand to be, you cease to be a member of the party.
So in other words, so you're clearly stating that none of this has anything to do with lobbying for appointments ahead of May 29th.
Antonio Okocha can tell whether it's because of lobby of appointment that is running Senator Magnus Amidam. We didn't do anything. We did not run in them. Nobody went on air to talk about anybody.
But you're very vocal about the fact that, oh, Magnus Abe worked and this was the work he did. So all of those work, you would be okay if there was no reward or appointments given?
No, it is in the hands of the president to decide. That is what I say. I said it here outrightly that if you work, for me, I said this thing, if you are a political party member and you work for your party and your party wins election, the tendency is there that you will be hoping that you will be compensated maybe by appointment or any other thing. You may be given contract, you may be asked to do one or two things to keep life going. Those are normal things. It's because you can't work for a political party, stay awake all night, go to night meeting, drive in the night with the risk, travel from one place to the other, taking lots of risk and all that. And you know, at the end of this all, you say you're not going to be rewarded. That is wrong. For sure, you're expecting a reward. But I am saying that not everybody that works in a political party will be appointed. For sure. Not everybody will be appointed. All we have over 1 million persons in APC. So are they going to get 1 million appointees? No, it's not possible. Some will be given some juicy contract and all that. That is what we expected. So it is in the hands of the president and in consultation with some of his cabinet members to decide who to get and what not to get.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Okojaja. We'll just allow you to go now with your day here. Thank you for your time with us on the show. Let's see if we can take a call or two before we take a short commercial and then return for some messages. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Is it really compulsory that because you worked for the emergence of a candidate, then an appointment should be sure for you? We heard from my guest, the spokesperson of the SDP, and how he responded to that question and what he thinks about that question. What do you think about it? He has said that what is ongoing between Senator Magnus Abe and the talks with Tony Okocha has nothing to do with lobbying for appointments. Well, Lucky is in Romololu. Lucky, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Andrew.
All right, go on.
Talking about Tony Okocha and Magnus Abe, work for Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, I want to ask a simple question. The work they work for Tinubu, is it running a Tibet APC down? In as much as I know, Magnus Abe did not win in his own polling booth. Tony Okocha did not win his polling booth. So how did they work for Tinubu? How did the Tinubu beat become a bat that they are bragging? I work for Tinubu, I work for Tinubu. Why you did not win your polling booth? Not talking less of your local government. All of them are hiding under the leadership of University State Governor. Now, coming to talk of this, Magnus Abe, he should make it himself clear. Is he a member of PDP or APC or SDP? Because in as much as I know, even the River State APC is not complaining. See, Andrew, so still is not the problem. Is the sharing formula is the problem? Now they are fighting themselves. Even the River APC is just quiet and looking at them. Tony Okocha at the other side, fighting River APC, claiming to be the leader of the APC. Is Tony Okocha not supposed to step down for not winning his local government or his pulling?
All right, Lucky, let's go to Caleb in Rumola. Good morning, Caleb.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Nice.
My Brother, I want to greet your guest in the studio.
All right, straight to the point,
go
please.
Straight to the point. Mm. The leader of River State APC, Chief Tony Okocha, works for Asiwaju Bola Tinubu's victory to the end in collaboration with the governor of River State, His Excellency Barrister Nyesi Wike. So, at the tail end of the electioneering process, the SDP faction stopped working for the Tinubu campaign. They focused deeply on their governorship ambition, and that was their priority at that time. So Chief Tony Okocha and the governor of River State, they came together and took the bull by the horn and delivered Osowaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu. So they weren't part of the victory, even if the Magnus Obey and his team, started maybe the campaign, at the issue, but at the tail end, they stopped. So we are talking about people that delivered the president. They did not deliver the president.
All right, Caleb, apologies, but we have a commercial coming up. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show.
I will take a few of your messages now on Facebook Live and on WhatsApp. Let's see. Alaris Peeve says, no matter what you think you have done for any politician, when it's time to share the cake, you're expected to lobby for an appointment. After all, Tinubu said he needs to be lobbied to get something from him. Comrade Livingstone Otiasa says, elections has come and gone. Let the right thing be done. President-elect should choose wisely who he appoints into his cabinet. River State politicians should let us have peace in this state. Tango Ability says, President-elect Bola Tinubu knows those that worked against him in River State, and he also knows those who worked for him. He knows those he will reward with appointment. Warrant Comrade White says, let Tony Okocha, Abe, and Wike stop deceiving themselves. None of them would want a single unit for Tinubu. The elections was only rigged in favor of the president-elect. That's from Warrant Comrade White. This person on WhatsApp, Onyi, says, corruption everywhere. What actually did Tony Okocha do in Mercyland, where I live? Everybody saw how the election, the voting was disrupted because people refused to vote for the APC presidential candidate. Politicians only have their pockets at heart, not the citizens. They all need appointment because they all did illegal things during the elections. Only from NTA, you sent that message in. And Lopez says, my worries and petty are for the gullible who still die for and about. Well, I good luck. I don't understand what you're saying. Sorry. And this one says, I can remember a certain time when two men who came to campaign for Magnus were accused of for campaigning for Tinubu since he's not SDP governor, and they denied. Show from Boro Cree, you sent in that message. There's plenty of them, and we can't get to all of them. But then, thank you very much for being a part of the conversation.